The world is watching today as the 2018 Olympic Winter Games officially kick off in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The nation has hosted the Olympics before, the 1988 Summer Games in the capital of Seoul, but this is South Korea's first Winter Olympics, and there are a number of other firsts planned for these games. For one thing, four new events will take place, including big air snowboarding, big air freestyle skiing, mass start speed skating, and mixed doubles curling. For the first time, more than 100 medal events will be held at a Winter Games. And six countries, from Ecuador to Eritrea to Singapore, will be represented for the first time at a Winter Olympics. Akwasi Frimpong isn't only the first skeleton athlete representing Ghana, he's the only African man competing in these games. And for the first time, a delegation from the Vatican has been invited to the opening ceremony, and an Orthodox Jewish athlete will be competing. These are just a few of the ways these games will make history, not to mention the headlines they've already grabbed when it comes to the rivalry between South and North Korea.
On both sides of the Korean Peninsula, two drastically different scenes. In North Korea, a massive show of military force. In South Korea, ceremonies kicking off what they call the Peace Olympics. Analysts say the parade in Pyongyang displayed more intercontinental ballistic missiles at once than we've ever seen before. Previous parades featured just one or two of the missiles North Korea claims can hit the mainland U.S.
Now we've seen today at least seven of those, and so it does suggest, while still a small number, that production has started in some way.
Analysts say the actual missiles are likely hidden away. Military parades usually feature mock-ups to protect the North Korean leadership, including Kim Jong-un, making a rare appearance alongside his wife, North Korean First Lady Ri Sol-joo. Today's military parade will show off the status of the powerful DPRK, said the North Korean leader, which has developed into a world-class military power. In South Korea, a welcoming ceremony for North Korean athletes, and a rare sight, the raising of a North Korean flag on South Korean soil. But not everyone is giving the North Koreans a warm welcome. Dozens of anti-Pyongyang protesters staging a noisy demonstration as South Korean President Moon Jae-in prepares for an historic meeting, lunch with Kim Jong-un's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, the first member of the ruling Kim family to step foot on South Korean soil since the Korean War in 1950.